When someone asks, what did you do today? We generally answer with the things that happen externally, events from work, school, or family life. Yet, when viewed from the inside out, what we're actually doing is very different. Every day, each of us is building a self, fulfilling our needs, and discovering who we are. These inner activities call for the highest creativity. Whatever your level of awareness, inner events are happening throughout life, and you emerge every day with a changed self, new needs, and either greater or lesser self-awareness. All of that is inevitable, but you can choose to magnify and accelerate the process, or on the other hand, to resist and slow it down. Reality isn't simply out there making demands on you. You are the co-creator of every situation in life, and your personal reality is determined by how aware you are of being a co-creator. External situations provide the raw materials only, like an artist faced with a lump of clay, a blank page, or a palette of colors. You must shape the raw material presented to you. If you don't, either someone else will, or random chance will take over. As your awareness expands, your inner contribution will increase. An inner contribution can be defined as coming from your true self, the part of you that feels connected to love, beauty, truth, and evolution. This self wants life to be more purposeful, to have more meaning. By comparison, if you devote your attention to gaining more external rewards, they may bring pleasure but rarely bring meaning. A bigger car, more money, a nicer house, and so on aren't evolutionary when viewed from the inside, from the perspective of your true self. Building a self that matches your true self is the most creative way to live. When you share your desire to evolve with someone else, you form a bond at the level of spirit. Relationships serve many purposes, yet if you find a partner to travel the path of spiritual unfoldment with you, you become the ideal co-creator. Both of you evolve to a higher personal reality. Co-creating begins with mutual loving support. Sympathizing with each other's challenges, fulfilling each other's needs, and keeping a higher vision in sight. You can have the highest kind of creative life together, yet the process must begin by relating to yourself with the same loving respect. As we prepare to meditate together, let's take a moment to consider our centering thought. I participate to the fullest in creating my personal reality. I participate to the fullest in creating my personal reality. Now, let's prepare for our meditation. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Begin to be aware of your breath and just breathe slowly and deeply. With each breath, allow yourself to become more deeply relaxed. Now, gently introduce the mantra. Om Brahma Nama. Om Brahma Nama. This mantra engages your true self with the creative power of the universe. As you repeat the mantra, feel your consciousness attuned to the creative energy of the cosmos. Repeat it silently to yourself. Om Brahma Nama. Om Brahma Nama. Om Brahma Nama. With each repetition, feel your body, mind, and spirit open and receive just a little more. Whenever you find yourself distracted by thoughts, noises, or physical sensations, simply return your attention to silently repeating the mantra. Om Brahma Namah. Om Brahma Namah. Om Brahma Namah. Please continue with your meditation. I'll mind the time, and when it's time to end, you'll hear me ring a soft bell. Om Brahma Namah. Om Brahma Namah. Om Brahma Namah. time to release the mantra. Continue to sit restfully, inhaling and exhaling slowly. When you feel ready, you can open your eyes. As you continue with your day, contemplate the centering thought. I participate to the fullest in creating my personal reality. I participate to the fullest in creating my personal reality.